A cold, bright morning. The overnight dew was disappearing, but there was still enough left to catch the dawning sun and hold it in countless diamond clusters.
Cooking fires are dangerous. Brings muties like flies to shit.
Where's the Hawks' territory, turf, stop?
We walk where we want, and where we step, then the earth fucking dies.
Yeah, sure. But how many blocks of the ville do you control?
Well, around 10 north and south, and 4, sometimes 5, from east to west.
How many in your gang?
Hawks got 40 soldiers. The meanest fuckers who walk the valley and fear no evil.
Dread?
What?
40?
Oh, shut the fuck up, slut.
The companions were led by Dread and Retha through the ruins of Manhattan. Christy linked her arm with Ryan's as they stood on a broad sweep of hillside, looking over ruined houses and apartments. Further down, they spotted a huge bowl of tumbled concrete with a suggestion of dusty green at its center.
Is that Yankee Stadium? It looks like a shrine back before the long winters.
Yankee Stadium, sure as can be. My Uncle Josh brought me here once. It was a hot afternoon, and the old guy showed us to our seats and dusted them for us. I like that. And folks shouted, beer, yo beer, cold drinks and popcorn and hot dogs. The best I ever tasted. Kids in the tiers with gloves on waited for a high fly ball. The smell and the crowd and... if I go on like this, I'll end up in tears.
It was JB who put an arm around Mildred's shoulders to comfort her. Dredd was getting antsy, shuffling his feet, and constantly looking over his shoulder. Doc nudged him.
You reckon you got a frightful fiend stepping in close behind you, son?
Don't call me son, you... Sorry, Doc. Listen, that blaster of yours, big old Gren launcher, really got 2 barrels on it?
Always keen to impart a little knowledge, Dredd. Though some say that can be a dangerous thing.
What?
Never mind. This single barrel fires a .63 caliber scattergun round. Close action. In fact, this gun was invented as a cavalry sidearm in 1856 by Dr. Jean-Alexandre François Lemar of New Orleans, whom God preserve. They were eventually manufactured in New Orleans by the good doctor and Pierre Beauregard, later to win honors as a Confederate general at both Manassas and Shiloh.
Damn it, Doc, how many rounds? Give me a short answer.
Well, as I was saying before that rather peremptory interruption, it has the 1 scattergun barrel. You then adjust the hammer here, and it will fire 9 rounds of .36 caliber from this revolving chamber.
It seems kind of clumsy.
Many things are, my dear boy, until you get used to them. I've spent a large part of my adult life struggling to get used to things that were beyond my comprehension.
You got the greatest blasters ever. You all join the Hawks, and
we aren't big on joining, Dredd. Thanks, but no thanks.
Sure.
A large rat scurried in front of them, appearing to come out from a broken drain cover. It was brindled and dragged 1 rear leg. As it ran over the piles of bricks and shattered glass, strings of sticky intestine leaked from a savage bite on its flank.
Supper!
Retha pulled a small knife from her sleeve and ran after the creature.
I got it! Come here, little rat!
But the thigh-length waiter slowed her to a lumbering gallop, and the wounded rodent managed to escape among some heaped paving stones. She rejoined the companions, rubbing at her ankle, which she turned in the rubble.
Damn it! I lost the food.
You know, I wasn't that hungry anyway.
Yeah, but you have to admit, last night's dog was good.
Yeah, and with those blasters, we could move in on Tough Norris and his dogs.
Upon my soul, that sounds uncommonly like a supporting act in vaudeville. Tough Norris and his performing dogs. A smile, a song, and a bark.
Shut it, Doc. Dredd, who is this Norris person?
He breeds dogs out of St. Mary Park, east a few blocks.
Breeds dogs? I didn't think many people around here would be into keeping pets.
Pet? He breeds them for food. Hundreds. Dogs are for eating, not petting, stoop.
What's this road called?
Major D-Way. You gotta learn the main trails so as you know how to get back to home turf.
Is that Matten across the river? If the bridges are all out, how do you get over?
Gangs control crossings. You pay, and they ferry you over by raft.
Pay what?
Oh, lots of things. You give what you can give, and you give what they want.
Well, if we're going down into Manhattan, then how about all the other street gangs in the way? You got codes, laws, and signals about going through each other's turf?
Dredd stopped and looked at Mildred, showing some unease.
I don't know.
I mean, I knew about the Crips and the Bloods and all the wearing of the colors that the street gangs used to have before the big night came. Do you have anything like that?
Nope.
So how come we're going to walk along these mean streets if they belong to other gangs?
Well, we got all you oldies along. If you weren't here with all those blasters, we might think twice.
Oh, terrific.
It was about 9 in the morning by the time they got to the ferry, and it had been an uneventful journey. The ferry operated near the remains of what looked like an old railway bridge. The rusted remnants of the lines hung out over the river, reflected in the slow-moving water. There was no sign of any sort of boat.
Now what?
Now we call a ferry.
From the behavior of the young man, Ryan was building a suspicion that he might be on jolt or some kind of speedy high. He was sweating, despite the chill of the morning, and he didn't seem able to keep still. His hands were in his pockets and out again, fingers knotting, constantly moving toward the nest of small sores around his mouth. Behind them was a triangle of steel scaffolding, like an enormous whipping frame. Hung on a length of polished chain was a steel bar, nearly 6 feet long, and leaning against the apparatus was another metal bar, about 2.5 feet in length. They all watched as Dredd slouched toward it, hefting the shorter bar and swinging it in a scything round-arm blow. The teenager scrambled to the top of the makeshift structure, hanging on by one arm and swinging with a studied artlessness, staring out across the water for a response to the signal. Christy was at Ryan's side, both of them looking at Dredd.
What do you reckon, lover?
Gotta be tough to run a street gang in New York.
Tough like him?
Yeah, I don't feel one way or the other. How about you? What do you feel?
Can't tell.
But?
No. Can't say I like him. But there's something about him that puts me in mind of Jack.
Huh. Put Dredd and Jack into a dark room together and who walks out?
Jack. No contest.
Yeah, definitely. Then again, Jack is something triple special. Probably not anyone like that snow-headed little bastard in all of Deathlands.
Yeah, I definitely... Hold on. Something's moving on the water. It looks like it's coming towards us. Do you trust him, lover?
About as far as I could throw him. Then again, in all Deathlands, there can't be more than about 10 people I trust. And 4 of them are right here.
King of the misanthropes, aren't you?
How's that?
Misanthropes don't care much for other folks. But there must be friends left behind. Old lovers. Children. Must be.
If there are any wives or children, I don't know anything about them.
Christy stopped smiling, putting her hand to her eyes, as though she'd suddenly been stricken by an agonizing migraine.
What's wrong?
Oh, Kaya.
Christy?
With much effort, Christy finally managed to straighten, pushing his hand away. Her face was as white as fresh-fallen snow, eyes glittering like green fire. Her brilliant hair was curled tightly around her neck.
That was so...
What? It was so what?
Just a sort of flash of... a seeing, but stronger than anything I've ever known. Mother Sonia said there'd be times like this. Times like this, she said, when I'd see something so clear that...
But what did you see, lover?
I can't tell you, dearest. I can't. If what I saw is true, then it'll come. If not, then there's no point in words.
Please.
No. Sorry, lover. No.
Ferry's on the way!
Ryan bent and quickly kissed Christy on the mouth, tasting the salt chill of the water on her bloodless lips. He turned to stare out across the river, seeing the bizarre craft that was making its way slowly toward them. It was flat-bottomed like a raft, seeming to be based on a number of old metal and plastic drums, which were strapped to its sides. There was a rudimentary mast, but no sail. 3 long oars on each side dipped and rose in a ragged rhythm. Steering was by a high rudder at the stern. JB looked at Ryan, concern showing in his eyes.
A lot of men.
I make 10.
12.
Could be 14. Think they're down behind the planking.
Ryan beckoned to Dredd, who swung down from the metal triangle.
Yeah?
We need to talk fast about this ferry.
What about?
There's more than a dozen men on that raft. And I guess most carry blasters and blades.
Oh, yeah?
So what